Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to shake things up today. Welcome back, everybody. This is Don and Veronica back with another episode of our podcast here. Thought we'd shake things up and have me start out.
Yep. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We wanted to do a heart-shaped pizza.
Oh, we forgot.
Yeah.
Completely. You were busy doing auto show video editing, and I was doing a bunch of presentations from work, and now it's 8 o'clock, and we're like, oh, we got to do the podcast, and we missed our pizza, so.
Yep, we need to do it every week, Monday.
Every Monday.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just have to have a Valentine's Day celebration later in the week. So.
Okay, we do that.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite car?
Where is this coming from? Okay. Yeah, so just a little bit of a background. We went to the Chicago Auto Show yesterday. It was really a lot of fun. It was also, I think it was a lot of fun to get out with a bunch of people.
So the Chicago Auto Show exists since 1901. And back then, interestingly, they had cars powered by steam, by electricity, and by gas.
Yeah, very cool.
And this year was at least my first Chicago Auto Show, and we were, of course, looking for electric vehicles.
Yep. Yeah, so I, of course, went to the Detroit Auto Show all the time when I was growing up, especially my teenage years, 13, 14, 15, dreaming about what car I wanted to get when I was 16 years old. Back then, we didn't have the internet, so the only way you could see like future cars and stuff was going to the auto show. And I used to go to the Detroit Auto Show. I think it was down at Cobo Hall. It was a lot of fun. So it was really great. What is my favorite car? You mean my favorite car from the
general,
show?
In general, what's your favorite car? Because I actually don't know that. I mean, I have a guess here on the Subaru because you worked on that.
So the Subaru was a fun car, but after souping it all up and everything, then it became my least favorite car. I think when you do a lot of modifications on something like that, and then it doesn't, then you're driving it, and every little funny smell or squeak or noise, then you're like, uh-oh, what's going on?
So I don't want this to happen with our Jeep.
Oh, it will. This will. And it will be an electric Jeep, so you'll really hear everything. But my favorite car, I guess I have different ones. I don't think there's anything that completely stands out. I always used to love the 427 Cobra. My dad used to, that was his, one of his favorite cars. So I would think something like that. I still remember the Lamborghini Countach, which was, I think I had a huge poster of this when I was growing up, like every other teenage boy.
That sounds weird. Can you say that again?
Lamborghini Countach.
Countach?
Countach.
Countach? Yes? What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it's Italian, so.
Oh.
So, but anyway, so I still remember that car. Of course, my dad had a 1984 Mustang GT, which scared the heck out of me because it was so fast. So that was fun. There's a lot of different cars.
So I only have one car that I really like.
Let me guess which one that is.
You can guess.
Yeah.
It's the 99 Jeep Wrangler from Gilmore Girls.
And if you can't guess that, you need to go back and listen to just about any other episode or video that we've done.
I didn't mention that yet in the podcast.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Okay, but so I'm not a car person.
Okay.
Honestly, I've never been a car person. I don't really care about how a car looks like. But with one exception, this is the Gilmore Girls Jeep. I really love Jeeps.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I've been off-roading a few times, not super hardcore like out in Moab or anything, but it's really a lot of fun. So I completely appreciate the people that really love Jeeps and want to do all that kind of stuff. I've done lots of track days, so I also appreciate sports cars. You know, I appreciate fast cars on the straight, on the track. So for me, I like lots of different cars. So picking one is really difficult for me.
Okay, so then I make it a little bit easier for you. Yesterday, we have been to the auto show, and then we have been looking out for all the electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So which ones do you really remember? Which ones were a good surprise? Which did you like best?
Okay. I would have to say probably the... I really like... It's a funny reason, but I really like the yellow color on the Mustang Mach-E. So we got to go for a ride in one. This was a lot of fun. We've driven the Mustang Mach-E already, and there's, you know, it's a public car. So I wouldn't say that it was the surprise for me of the show, but that color was really nice. We had also seen the F-150 Lightning in person already. So there was nothing that jumped out at me from the Ford exhibit. But riding in the Bronco was really fun. So the Bronco was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it's Ford, not an EV yet. Yeah.
Ford has had a huge exhibit, and yep. Ford was the reason we were actually going there. Yep. Because we got invitations to the show, right? Like VIP pass for jumping the line for the test rides.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had their cars that we already know, but not everybody knows them, like the Mustang Mach-E, the F-150 Lightning, as you said, and then this e-transit vehicle, a bigger truck.
Yeah, this was really cool. So I think, you know, I said this in the video that we're going to post about the show. You know, even though the F-150 Lightning took all the press a couple months ago when it was, or a year ago now, I think, when it was announced, this e-transit really has the capability of transforming a lot of vehicles that we use to electric. So work vehicles that need to have lots of equipment inside, you know, short haul transport vehicles. And it was really nice inside. So tons of space, super flat floor, really big battery. So
and you would use that for delivery vans?
Yeah, or delivery vans or work trucks.
And last mile? Okay, Ford had a big booth there. And then also what was really cool to see was the GM Hummer EV.
Yeah, this was big truck.
Big truck, 200 kilowatt hours battery. And just to put that in perspective, a typical Tesla car has 70 kilowatt hour or max 100 kilowatt hours. So this one is really double or more than double the size of a Tesla. So huge, huge battery pack.
Yeah.
Huge truck car. Like.
Yeah. So a couple things surprised me about that. First of all, there was nobody around it. I mean, it was kind of back in the corner, maybe. Although the Silverado had the same problem, there was, I thought they were going to be the hits of the show, that we would have to really fight to get around it. And there was nobody.
That was a big surprise. I mean, we thought like 15% of the vehicles in the show were electric, right?
Yeah.
But in general, the interest for the electric vehicles was not so big, at least objectively.
No. Yeah. I would say probably I saw quite a few people around the Lightning. Also around the Kia and Hyundai cars. They looked really nice. Those were probably my surprises of the show were those two cars. They were really nice.
Yeah, we really like the Kia EV6.
Yep.
And you can really Google that car. I don't know, Kia doesn't sound very, you know, normally maybe not so cool, you know?
Okay.
But when you see that car, I think it's really, really cool car. Yep. With this roof was very special.
Yep.
The range was good. The battery size and the car size was really good.
Yep.
Then they have something very unique and special that I didn't see before. This SOC, the state of charge indication at the charge point of the car. From the outside, you can then see when it's fully charged or whatever. So, and they showed the whole platform there. Yep. You can see that in the video. So I was really also positively surprised by.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was cool to also see, you know, right on the inverter, they have, you know, 400, 800 volt. So they're using an 800 volt battery technology to have very fast charging. But overall, very impressed with this. I would love to take one for a test drive.
Me too.
Yeah.
What was a little bit interesting was BMW and VW.
Yes, I barely remember them. First of all, so the ID4 we could get in, the BMW was locked. They wouldn't let anybody inside of it. So this was the i10. I mean, it looked like a nice BMW from the outside, but...
But how attractive is BMW in the US in general?
Yeah, I think you definitely have BMW fanboys, and there's some people that really enjoy having a BMW, and it has a prestigious place. But I wouldn't say it's anything like in Europe.
Yeah. So it was clearly visible that we are in the US because Ford was huge. GM had bigger booths, but not so much interest. Yeah, like, at least we couldn't see that so much. And then, like, yeah, as we said, BMW, VW was really, really small. And then there was this huge setup for Stellantis, for Jeep.
Yeah, for Jeep and Ram and Fiat. So they really had, like, a whole corner of the show. Two test tracks where you could go for rides in the cars. You got a little bit scared on Jeep Mountain.
Yep, you have to watch that YouTube video. This was crazy. I've never done anything like that before. And you really get scared if you're like, I don't know.
40 degrees.
40 degrees up and down. And
yep.
This was crazy. But yep. I have to say, now I have a new appreciation for Jeeps. I mean, I love Jeeps, but just because they have it in Gilmore Girls. But now... I really kind of understand this community and this brand and also this off-roading that looks really like a lot of fun. And once you try it, you want to do it yourself. So Now I'm really happy that for our conversion project, we really keep the Jeep original capabilities so we can really also use it for off-roading. So I'm glad.
Yep. This is why it was really important to keep four-wheel drive and even the transfer case so we can go into four low. And I think it will be really interesting and fun to see how our electric Jeep handles something like that. So,
Subaru was there too.
Yep, exactly. I didn't want to forget about that because I would probably say that it had the most beautiful boost.
Wow. Oh, even if you're not interested in cars or anything, you have to go there because of this setup, of this booth.
Yep. Yep.
There were trees, plants, nature everywhere, and huge screens,
huge
beamers,
snow falling,
and you were really feeling like you're in a completely different world. They had the Grand Canyon there, and then trees and nature jungle, but then mountains all at the sudden. Yep, so. Yep. Spectacular audio and video and entertainment.
And they showed their new EV there, which also looked pretty nice.
I forgot the name. Subaru something with S.
Soltis.
Solterra.
Yeah.
A cooperation with Toyota.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a prototype vehicle yet, so you can't buy it, but it looks very, very nice. And I think it's very attractive for outdoor camping people.
So, yeah, but it was really funny. We were standing there and there were people like, oh, this is a hybrid. And we were like, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So there was so much misinformation
because
or whatever.
They were opening the hood, and then there was no battery in the hood, and there was also no frunk, but there was the motor and inverter, and maybe to this guy it looked like the engine. I don't know. He was like, yeah, no, this is a hybrid.
He knew everything. He was an internet keyboard warrior, I could tell.
Funny.
But the booth was great. You know, they had their performance cars there, the WRX, STI, Ken Block's old WRX was there. But then they really had a lot of their Foresters and then the new Solterra. So, yeah, it was a really cool booth to visit.
Okay. So the favorite of your show? Your favorite of the show?
Yeah, my favorite of the show, I would have to say... It was probably the EV6. I like this Kia. I thought it was really nice, and I would consider getting one as an electric vehicle for around here.
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah. Also, this one, then of course the Mustang Mach-E in this yellow color.
Yep.
And the Jeeps, all the Jeeps.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Yep. Which ones?
Yeah.
I really
love
the Jeeps.
Really the Jeeps. And, you know, I have to be honest. My wife said that, hey, you know what? Those, now I understand why they like the sound of the engines.
Yeah.
Because when the Jeeps were roaring up the Jeep hill and it had this nice, it sounded really, really good.
And so, then the hybrid was like,
yeah. No, they had the hybrid was running
yeah,
too.
But not so much like with the others.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. So if you were to buy an electric vehicle now here for the Midwest right now, which one would it be?
So, that's a good question. Probably if we wanted a car, it would be a toss-up between a Mach-E and the EV6. I also actually like the Maverick. The Maverick was pretty nice, but it's a bit small. So, you know, for me, when you want to get a truck to haul stuff around, you want to have some space. So maybe the Maverick was a little too small for me. I used to have a Ranger many years ago, which is very similar to this. And I always complained because I couldn't get stuff in it. So I think I would stick with the Lightning.
Okay.
And you?
I would like to have a converted electric Jeep. Oh, no, that I get that already.
Yeah.
No, the Mustang Mach-E, I really like it.
Yep.
And so we talked about, like, would you get a Tesla ever?
Would I get one? Sure, they're nice or whatever, but probably not. I think that for the money, you're going to have better options pretty soon.
Yeah, it's interesting because people ask us, yeah, would you get a Tesla or the Mustang Mach-E? And I would always vote for the Mustang Mach-E. Mm-hmm. It feels much nicer inside and kind of, we like it better.
Yep. And for me, the Cybertruck, it looks interesting too, but I prefer the F-150 Lightning over that. The Silverado was also, it also looked really great. But to be honest, I've never been a fan of the interior of GM vehicles. And growing up as a Ford family, there's something in my blood that makes it complicated. So
there was something interesting we learned at the show about the Hyundai Ioniq 5 would in the US come with 2 years of free charging at all Electrify America charging stations.
Yeah. So this is really cool. So really to help people get used to charging all the time without range anxiety and stuff. And I think this is a really a great initiative by them. So,
yeah.
Anything else exciting from the show?
I think one more thing.
Had you ever been to a big car show like that?
No.
Okay. You were blown away, I think, when you walked inside.
Yes, completely overwhelmed. First of all, because there were so many cars. Second, there were so many people. And especially now after or in COVID times, it's weird to be around so many people.
Yeah.
But it was spectacular. I really liked it. And I was positively surprised about the knowledge of the people there, because as we said, it was kind of 85% traditional cars, so you wouldn't expect probably from everybody to know about electric vehicle technology, but we asked a couple questions here and there, and people were really, like, most of them very informed about their products, about the batteries, even who manufactures them, what about the cooling system and these things. So that was nice.
So this is the second time we thought we would be let down by somebody's knowledge about the electrified powertrain, and we were pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
So
special shout out to Nissan Ariya, right?
Yes.
We got really, really good insights there.
Yep. So the spokeslady that was there, she really knew a lot about the vehicle, the battery.
Cooling system.
Degradation. We were like, oh, okay. This is great.
Like, unfortunately, I don't mention that in a YouTube video, so I mention it here. But Nissan had the Nissan Leaf electric vehicle, mm-hmm. or has it, which is really, really successful for them, I think. And now they have this Nissan Ariya. And the Nissan Ariya now has a liquid cooling system for the battery, as opposed to the
air-cooled
Nissan Leaf, which was always a little bit of a problem for...
Yeah. It was too bad, though. They had it locked, so we couldn't sit inside of it. You couldn't even really see inside of it very much. But from the outside, it looked nice, so...
Yep. Yeah, that was the auto show, and now I'm really motivated to go to more of these kinds of events. I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good education.
Yep.
We can get a good feeling about what's out there.
Exactly. So, okay. Anything else we should talk about?
No.
Okay. Well, another great episode.
We always talk, but...
Yes, I know. So, so we're going on a little vacation this week. So maybe we'll have some funny stories about our trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be your first time to Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So we're going to go down there, sort of a little late honeymoon, I guess. We never took We never took a real honeymoon. So we'll go there this weekend. So.
Yeah.
So hope everybody have a great time and
happy Valentine's Day. And what I learned today from other people is love yourself.
Okay.
First.
Okay. Good to know. Take care, everyone. Ciao, ciao. That was a long one.